Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The phones are ringing in Congress in the halls of power. Stop him, they're saying. We wrote the whole tax code so we could get rich by advantaging offshore. We could gut the United States of America. And boy, did they gut the United States of America. This clip from J.D. Vance says it all.
Think about how many factories we've seen close down since NAFTA in the early 90s. 90,000 American factories have been closed down. That's small towns that have been blighted. That's millions of workers who have lost their jobs. That has to stop.
Yeah, they don't want to do that in the Senate, though. It's people who write them checks aren't for it. Everybody else is at least trying to do something to make it better, at least seeing if it could work. But not in the Senate, where John Thune now warns Trump, hey, this better to cease tariffs better be, you know, off pretty quick. They better be a negotiating tactic, he says. So now the game begins. Trump not only has to negotiate a better deal with all these countries that thankfully are beating down his door to renegotiate to their disadvantage. It's actually hilarious to watch. Time is ticking with the Senate, too. Now, I know those senators were sitting around hoping the Black Monday terror campaign would work, which, by the way, was more of a measure of the media's power, fading power, than it was a measure of whether people like the tariffs or not or afraid of them. They whooped Americans into a frenzy, or at least tried to, with talking points about how catastrophic Monday was going to be. What did they want? They wanted Main Street America to panic and sell. And they wanted that because they've got bills ready to go to take back the tariff authority in the House and in the Senate. Here's Republican Representative Don Bacon explaining that.
If we continue to see the stock market go a certain direction, or if we see inflation or unemployment shift in a bad way, I think then this bill becomes a very viable bill. So it will not pass tomorrow or maybe right in the next couple of weeks, but this will be in the queue that we can use. And it's time that Congress restores its authorities here. In the Constitution, it's clear. The House and the Senate, Congress has the power of tariffs and taxes. Mm-hmm. And we gave some of that power to the executive branch. And I think in hindsight, that was a mistake.
Yeah, that's what Trump's up against, right? So what do they do? What is he doing? He didn't write that, by the way. His donors did. They are telegraphing. Charles Grassley, Republican in the Senate. Don Bacon, Republican in the House. They are telegraphing to these people, frantically calling Trump heads of state. Don't make a deal with him. We have your back. If you can hang on for long enough, we can take back our tariff authority. You know what's so outrageous about that? The guy who authored this bill, Charles Grassley, in the Senate. And I like a lot of things Charles Grassley's done on the deep state. He's not entirely a bad guy, but when it comes to trade, he's evil. Yeah, I said he's evil. Guy's been in Congress since 1981. He chairs the Commerce Committee. During that time, he watched most of those 90,000 factories leave. He watched more than 10 million jobs go to China alone. And what did Chuck do? Nothing. Chuck did nothing. Just sat back. That's what he got paid for. To his campaign donations. And Chuck was a big fan, again, he's a Republican, talking about Chuck Grassley, of giving tariff authority away. Really? Yeah. That's why he voted to give it to Barack Obama. So did Lindsey Graham. So did Tim Scott. They were fine with Obama having it. They trusted that he would continue the tradition of offshoring U.S. manufacturing and crushing middle-class businesses, so they were cool with it. These people never tried to take tariff authority away from Obama. They gave it to him. They gave it to him. They gave it to him so he could give trade authority away, take it from Congress, give it to the president, to an unelected board called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That unelected board, 12 members, including Belize, where's that on the map? Mexico, would not only decide U.S. trade policies for Main Street America, but would also decide our immigration levels. You heard that right. Mexico would decide our immigration levels. We'd have to take whatever they sent in. Chuck Grassley thought that was a great idea. So Tim Scott. So did Lindsey Graham. So did Hillary Clinton. But that was, thank God, the year Trump was running. He called Clinton out on it. And Bobby Mack and I, Bobby Mack was on in the afternoon then, took our shows and turned them into a round-the-clock lobbying operation. We flipped 3 congressional votes in this state. In the end, they came up about 5 votes short. You did that. Right now, this country, if it was left up to Chuck Grassley and Don Bacon, would be exactly like the EU and we would live under a virtual dictatorship. You see what the EU is doing? Oh, they've moved right on to regulating speech. When mainstream America got crushed, when factories got crushed, and the owners called the Congress members, they'd say, so sorry, but, you know, Chuck and Don sent all of our trade authority to an unelected body called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, kind of like the EU. They turned it all over. So I just want you to understand who the people are who are screaming about Trump's tariff authority and want to take it away. They're the same people, Chuck Grassley, who gave it to Barack Obama. They trusted him. They trusted him. So they had very, very high hopes yesterday for crashing the market. And you know what? If a lot of middle-class people didn't get to retire, oh, well, they don't care. They're sitting by doing everything they can to undermine Trump's ability to negotiate. Gutting middle-class businesses in the process. Why? Because those middle-class businesses compete against the big multinationals who they rewrote the tax code so they could benefit them, to offshore them, to give them a leg up against middle America and our factories. All right. This is why the CEO of Ford loves Trump's tariffs and was doing interviews all over TV. Why? They do their manufacturing here for the most part. He said it hasn't been fair for 40 years. Yes, thank Lindsey Graham. Thank Tim Scott. Thanks Charles Grassley. But for the first time, Charles Grassley, she's 1981, getting off his butt, man. He is motivated. He has filed the legislation to take away Trump's tariffs. Well, does Grassley have a plan for restoring manufacturing? No. The economy? No. Production? No. No, he just wants to end tariff authority. So we can go back to gutting the middle class, gutting manufacturing, advantage multinationals. No plan. No plan. And folks, those are the Republicans with friends like this. Yeah, I know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.